believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch lives.
My country at the moment is at pain. People are still dying as I speak to you. People are still being oppressed as I speak to you. People are being denied the right for them to speak their mind, you know, as I speak now. And I'm traveling, telling my story. It's not easy. It took me 6 months to write the book, which was painful, because I had to nosebleed every morning when I'm going to tell the story. Because you have to relieve everything every day. But when I put it in my head, I said, what do I have to lose? I've already lost my childhood. Now I'm an adult. So if I lost my childhood, let me use that experience to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. You see, because it took one brave woman called Emma McCune, a British aid worker who rescued me, took me into her house, took me like her own son. Now I'm here traveling the world, telling my story. If you're given education, you're equipped with knowledge, and that when you go back home, you'll change the system. And let's say the system in Africa, the only way to change them is through education. And one way, I'm educating people with my book. That's my experience. That's the degree that I've got. I don't have another master degree of doing anything. Like your experience, that's a degree. You can sit down and lecture people. There are people who just learn. We have got stories to tell that people have to hear. And when they hear them, they're able to do things.